Some people like to travel alone. Alex Berger of the Travel Resource Network is one of them. Alex, you think that solo travel is actually a more social way to travel. What do you mean?
For me, solo travel is an incredibly social form of travel. I know that seems like those two should be opposites, but I find that I'm much more driven to be social, and I meet a lot of different people, locals, other travelers, and it's a much richer experience for me when I'm traveling solo. I've done 31 countries so far, and it's very difficult for me to find someone that really not only wants to travel where and when I want to travel, but has a similar travel approach, and I think that's an incredibly important element to travel.
Yeah, recently you took a solo travel jaunt to northern Argentina to visit a set of waterfalls?
Yeah, the falls are Iguazu Falls, and while they're internationally famous, you don't hear a lot about them because they're really difficult to get to. And they're actually the widest falls in the world as far as the length of the falls. And the sheet itself is really only second to Victoria Falls as far as distance and size.
And don't these falls actually straddle the borders of, what, three different countries?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's actually this long spit that kind of comes up and off of Argentina and heads up towards Brazil and Paraguay. So it's right kind of at the intersection of all three countries. The falls themselves fall predominantly on the Brazilian side and the Argentinian side of the border.
The vegetation and wildlife around the falls very lush, and this is a protected area, right?
It is. You know, they've done an incredible job with it. One of the big things with any of these kind of near wonder of the world types of destinations is that they can really ruin the ambiance and the experience in the process of stabilizing and protecting the destination. And with Iguazu Falls, what they've done a beautiful job of doing is it's in the middle of the jungle. It's this really wild and natural area, but they've built these metal boardwalks, which kind of wind you through the jungle and take you out across the water, and a small series of kind of boat docks and not even harbors, really, just kind of docks that project out into the river. So it really protects all the wildlife, the foliage, and make sure that the water stays clean and healthy and vibrant.
Alex Berger of the Travel Resource Network is with us, reporting on his visit to Iguazu Falls in South America. In the river of the same name, there's an island. Did you visit that?
Yeah, for anyone that is interested in visiting, there's this beautiful island which is located in the middle of the river. And at one point it was a peninsula, and the waterfalls have kind of cut around it and cut it out. The way you get out there is you catch a ferry from the Argentinian side, and it shuttles you across. The important thing to note is that the ferry only runs so long as the currents are relatively mild. So for people that are visiting, they should definitely look at heading straight to the ferry and trying to catch it early in the morning before the water levels come up and they stop running the ferry.
Is the island popular with hikers?
Yeah, it only takes about 15 minutes probably to hike up it, and it's really just a big stairwell which winds its way up what's essentially a cliff face. So you hike up to the top, and then it's a flat kind of plateau on the top, and the path branches in two directions. One of those takes you across and to an incredible overlook, which is right in the middle of the falls. The neat thing about Iguazu is that it's actually a two-tiered set of waterfalls. So you have a top sheet of falls that kind of then comes and plateaus ever so briefly before kicking off into a second set. So this is at one of the major cutting edges, so there's an incredible amount of water flow, and you're able to walk within maybe 15 feet of the falls. And then over on the other side, there's a beautiful view of across to the Brazilian side of the falls and up towards the Devil's Throat, which is one of the main areas.
What exactly is the Devil's Throat?
Now, the Devil's Throat is the cutting edge of the falls. So that's where most of the water is coming down and coming through. And it's this massive, incredible fall where you walk up to it and the roar is deafening. And it's kind of what you would picture of Niagara Falls or places along those lines. But the neat thing is that as you walk out to it, you walk down this long raised metal platform, which takes you out across a large expanse of just this real narrow, open river kind of jungle space. So you walk maybe 15 minutes or so out over water across small islands, all of which have all sorts of beautiful fish in the water, and you've got an incredible array of butterflies. And then you get to the falls, and the Devil's Throat is this incredible just kind of hole in the earth that as you look out across it, the mist actually is thrown 400 or 500 feet up into the air around it, so you can't even see downriver.
Wow. You say one natural phenomenon is downright cinematic.
What's also really neat is there's a lot of vegetation and lilies and things of that along those lines, which are right next to the platform. So it kind of looks like if someone saw the movie Avatar, you know, these floating islands that are in the middle of the air with beautiful small falls kind of shooting off of them into what looks like space.
Cool. Hey, Alex, in the little time we have left, would you tell us about your series of websites, the Travel Resource Network, and why you decided to create it?
There's a lot of information out there for specific destinations or for how to travel, but it's all fragmented all over the place. And it's really intimidating as a beginning traveler trying to identify and find this type of information. So I set out to create several sites that basically just put everything you need to know in a SparkNotes version on one or two web pages. So you can come and find all the resource websites that you need, or how to pack, or, you know, airfare advice and how to find cheap airfare and things like that.
And you can find out more by going to travelresourcenetwork.com. Alex, thank you for that, and thanks for your report on your visit to the Iguazu Falls in Argentina.
Thank you so much for having me on.